When you're out hiking, you never know what you might see. You could cross paths with lizards, tarantulas, and maybe something bigger like a javelina. I know I'm always terrified I'm going to see a snake. More likely, though, you'll come across the tracks of these kind of critters.
Okay, but imagine you're hiking in the Grand Canyon, and you stumble upon a slab of fallen rock. On it are some odd indentations, like maybe overly baked footprints. That's exactly what happened to a group of hikers on the Bright Angel Trail.
A set of 28 small footprints were discovered on a slab of rock that had fallen from the canyon wall. And it turns out that the set of tracks is about 310 million years old. Dr. Steve Rowland, a professor of geology at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, says the find is remarkable.
In terms of actual vertebrate animals, these are the oldest by far. Nobody's ever found any tracks this low, this old in the Grand Canyon.
Until now, no reptile tracks have ever been found in this type of rock in the Grand Canyon. Rowland says paleontologists like himself have never bothered to look in that area for ancient animal tracks, since none has ever been found. But he says this discovery is a game changer.
Now that we know there were animals walking around at that time period, now we can look at some other places and see if we can find any additional tracks.
Now, what animal made those tracks is still a mystery. Rowland says it's definitely some kind of prehistoric reptilian creature, which was living at the very beginning of the reptile evolution. And he explains how we know that.
It looks like a reptile track. Amphibian tracks tend to have short, stubby little toes, like salamander toes, for example, or toad toes. These are long, skinny toes that look much more reptilian. So I think this is some sort of reptile, but it's extraordinarily early. Just the reptiles were just appearing at the time that this animal was walking around.
Rowland says the animal might have looked like some sort of small reptile, but we won't really know without finding the animal's bones. But we can tell a lot more about an animal's behavior. Rowland's team will publish its research in January, and you can see pictures of the tracks on our website, theshow.kjzz.org.